Hello everyone, hope you all are doing well. So let me start my today's topic. Today I am going to discuss three things. First one is motive, second is motivation, third is motivator. What is the difference between these three things? Let us start. Motive refers to the inner stage or desire which activates and directs the individual to behave in the direction of achievement of goals. The behavior in which an individual goes in the direction of his goals. The behavior of individual consists of some needs, desires, which give rise to some drives and motives. When a person recognizes some motives, it led him to perform some actions to reduce such restlessness. The need for food causes hunger, and it induces a man to search for food. It is the biggest example of getting a motive. Hunger is the motive, and people go in the search of food. It's the action which is done beyond that motive. Moving on to the motivation. Motivation is a process of stimulating and aspiring people at work to accomplish desired goals. It depends upon satisfying need of people. It is a wider concept. It's not a thing that you may go and do motivation only. There may be a process for doing motivation. First, we recognize the unsatisfied need which causes tension, and we search the behavior. What is the behavior of the person? Then we do satisfy their needs, which led to reduction in the tension which he have or she have. That becomes the part of motivation for him. Motivation is an internal feeling. It is a psychological concept and cannot be forced on employees or someone else to whom we want to motivate. The inner feeling includes drives, desires, aspirations, striving, need, influence, or human behavior. For example, drive to own a new house or new car. There can be some internal feelings or desires like that. If we satisfy those needs, it becomes the part of motivation. If we talk more about motivation, then motivation can be positive for organizations, for the work, but it can be negative as well. Motivation can be positive when it provides positive rewards in the form of profit, additional pay, and anything else. But it can be negative when it gives heavy losses or punishments, threats, and many more things, which is negative for those are goals and objectives. Talking about more natures of motivation. Motivation produces goal-directed behavior. Motivation influences employees' behavior in such a manner so that they can achieve goals. For example, if a person has a desire to get promoted, then he will work efficiently to achieve this goal or that goal which is planned by the company to be achieved within the month or year. If he will do it effectively, then definitely it will be the part of motivation for him, and he will achieve the goal and he will get promotion by his work. Talking about more about motivation. Motivation is a complex process. Motivation is a complex process as the individuals are heterogeneous in their expectations. they are heterogeneous matrix, they are not every time same. Perceptions and reactions changes with time. A particular type of motivation may not have a uniform effect on all other members. Like somebody has a desire to get a car, but somebody has a desire to buy a house. So for him, motivation could be car, but for the another person, it can be house. So it can be different for different person. It cannot be same for all the people. Talking about third topic, which was motivator. What is a motivator? Motivator is the technique used to motivate people in an organization or at any other place as well. If we take an example of organization, then managers use diverse motivators like pay, bonus, promotion, recognition, responsibility, etc. to influence people to contribute their best for the organization, for the achievement of goal. Motivator can be broadly categorized into two categories: financial incentives and non-financial incentives. In the financial incentives, things like pay, allowances, bonus, profit sharing, and retirement benefits can be given to the employees, which is related to money or which is monetary, which may motivate the employees by in terms of financial incentives. And talking about non-financial incentives, it is given to employees in the form of status, organizational climate, job security, sometimes employee participation, employee empowerment, employee recognition programs, job enrichments, and many more can be the examples for non-financial incentives, in which money is not given to the employees or any thing which is related to money, or but it provides motivation to work more. It gives them we have talked about the esteem needs. When they get the status, esteem need is satisfied of a people. When the esteem need is satisfied, then people get motivated to work hard more and more. Esteem needs may be satisfied with money and with non-money things as well. Like we have talked about both financial and non-financial incentives. Both can be the part of motivation. As we have talked that motivator is the technique to motivate people. So these can be the two techniques to motivate people in an organization. So I hope you all have understood the motivation and motivator. Thank you.